Hello everyone and welcome back to our podcast, Science for Parents. Today's subject is the rising numbers of sexually transmitted infections in combination with the use of pre-exposure prophylaxis. With us, Dr. Daniel Baer, Medical Specialist for Internal Medicine and Infectiology. Hello, Dr. Baer. Why don't you introduce yourself briefly?
Yeah, my name is Daniel Baer. I'm working here in a medical office right in the center of Aachen, PZB Aachen, and we are caring for people with infectious diseases and doing a lot of prevention work in STIs and hepatitis and HIV.
Thank you. Let's start with a simple question. What exactly is PrEP?
PrEP is like the HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis, so that means that people can take a pill most likely every day to prevent themselves from getting HIV infection. So that should be used together with condoms to prevent from catching other STIs besides HIV.
A tendency of rising STI numbers is being observed among young people using PrEP. Is there a correlation there, and what could that correlation be?
So that's kind of difficult because what we saw before the implementation of PrEP already is a tendency in rising of STIs. So that was already seen with like more commonly getting in contact with each other due to like apps such as Grindr or Gay Romeo or such things. But nevertheless, when starting with PrEP, people get more active sometimes in like sexual contacts. But on the other hand, they are also more often investigated and checked for STIs. So that is not like to be seen on just one way. So the more we test, the more we find out. And so that is also one of the reasons why I'm so keen of PrEP, that people get like informed, get tested routinely, and are sensitized for sexual health.
And now coming to the last question, how can young people in volatile groups protect themselves from STIs? And how can their parents help their children keep safe?
I think the first point is that we should see sex as a positive aspect of our life. And that's the most important thing that also parents should discuss with their children, not as sex being something dirty or something which might be kept in secret, but is something we all need to be and stay alive and have a healthy life together with each other. And that's the first and major point. And if you don't stigmatize sexuality, I think you are more open for like getting checked for also sexual transmitted infections, which could lead to diseases. And so I think open-minded discussion would be good and great for the whole community. And that's the first step.
Thank you, Dr. Baer, for the informative insights into STIs and PrEP. And thank you everyone for listening. We will see you again next time.